Track 1.33. Listen and read. Where was Sergei Prokofiev born? Amazing child music prodigies.
A child prodigy is defined as a person under the age of 10 who is able to perform at the level of a highly trained adult in art, music, math, etc. Stories of child prodigies in the classical genre have a long history, going back to some of the genius composers in the 18th and 19th centuries. Mozart, undoubtedly the most famous young talent, and several other renowned composers, including Chopin, Vincenzo Bellini, Georges Bizet, and Mendelssohn, started their music careers when they were very young. Newport Magazine takes a look at some of the young musicians who achieved great things by the time they were 18.
Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, 1756-1791.
Mozart first took up the harpsichord when he was just 3 years old. He was playing the violin at age 4, and he composed his first piece of published music at age 5. By his teen years, he had already written several concertos, sonatas, operas, and symphonies. Mozart and his sister Maria Anna, who was also a musical prodigy, traveled through Europe exhibiting their talents in royal courts and public concerts. The audience were astonished at the boy's ability to improvise and play the piano blindfolded. In 1764, he was even tested and examined by a British lawyer and naturalist named Daines Barrington. He was amazed by the 8-year-old's ability to sight-read unfamiliar music in a masterly manner. Mozart eventually became one of Europe's most exceptional and prominent composers. Before his death at age 35, he wrote more than 600 pieces of music.
Sergei Prokofiev, 1891-1953.
Sergei Prokofiev was born in Sonsovka, Ukraine. He received his first lessons from his mother at the age of 4. He produced his first compositions at 5. When he was 13, he was accepted to study at the St. Petersburg Conservatory, where he spent 10 years. By his early 20s, he had already established his reputation as an extremely talented pianist. He wrote in a wide range of musical genres, including symphonies, concerti, film music, operas, ballets, and program pieces. After his sudden death in 1953, his popularity grew in the Soviet Union and abroad. In 1957, he was awarded the Soviet Union's highest honor, the Lenin Prize, for his Symphony No. 7.
Georges Bizet, 1838-1875.
Bizet was a French composer of the Romantic era and was accepted at the Conservatoire de Paris at the age of 9, although it applied a minimum age limit of 10. He came from a family of musicians. Both his mother and father were talented musicians. Bizet won several awards during his time at the Conservatoire. He is best remembered for his opera, Carmen. His masterpiece, Carmen, failed to enjoy immediate acclaim, but later it became one of the most famous operas ever composed. Unfortunately, Bizet died 3 months after Carmen's premiere, unaware of his success.
Teresa Milanollo, 1827-1904.
Milanollo was born into a poor family and played concerts in several European countries, including Italy, England, and the Netherlands, when she was 10. Her sister, Maria, was also a violin-playing child prodigy. But after Maria died at age 16, Teresa had a long solo career as a composer and violin player. During her childhood, she also performed with Johann Strauss. She retired in 1857 on marriage and died in Paris in 1904. Although Teresa was a pioneer among women violinists, her own musical compositions are now largely forgotten.
Frédéric Chopin, 1810-1849.
Frédéric Chopin was born in Poland